Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Saturday, March 26, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. A ministry to young people is reaching Indonesia in a way never thought possible. The tsunami has allowed that to take place, says Sina Silva. She's the Asia Region Director of Book of Hope. Silva was just in Indonesia with a team where they ministered to refugees. Silva says the tsunami has opened incredible evangelistic doors.
They found that a Book of Hope will go to the child and then be passed around by family members and within a neighborhood, maybe, you know, 6-8 times. At least.
In related news, many who lived along India's coast have lost everything, and they're now in refugee camps struggling with grief and fear for the future. These emotions continued nearly 3 months after a tsunami hit South Asia, including parts of India. In response, Bibles for the World is raising money to meet the demand for Bibles. Victims are concerned about life's purpose, death, God, and judgment. Your gift of support can help answer these questions through God's Word. Go to our website to help. And in the United States, spring break for many college students means beaches and parties. But InterVarsity's National Director of Evangelism, Terry Erickson, says they're partnering to provide service opportunities. While service is the main focus, Erickson says this is actually an evangelism tool.
Each student brings a non-Christian with them. So during the week, they spend time building houses. And then at the same time, in the evenings, we try to give some spiritual input by having groups that investigate God. And then in many cases, this is very helpful for the non-Christians who attend to explore Christianity.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and this station. If you'd like to have a free copy of Evangelist Sammy Tippett's autobiography called No Matter What the Cost, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.